Hello.
Hi, good
Hello.
morning. This is Laura from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions on advice on issues facing us all. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
In which county do you currently reside? Hidalgo, Kennedy, or Willacy? Hello?
Yes.
In which county do you currently reside?
Hidalgo.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay, and thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote to for most often? Republican or Democrat? Or do you vote independent of party?
No, I vote Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
A 10, very interested, because we need to get Trump
Okay.
in the presidency.
All right. And on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Very conservative.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, or if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, you can let me know. Here's the first name. A Republican candidate for State Senate, Adam Hinosa.
No.
State Senator Morgan Lamentia.
Nope.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Somewhat.
Okay. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Get her out. I don't even want to hear her name.
The Democratic Party.
I don't even want to listen to it.
Okay. Former President Donald Trump.
I follow him. Very strong.
The Republican Party.
Very strong.
Positive.
Yes.
The Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Strong.
Positive or negative?
Positive.
If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, Democrats Kamala Harris and him.
I'll save you your breath, Donald Trump.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Colin Allred, Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
For which of the following would you vote if the elections for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Morgan Lamontia, Adam Hinosa?
Never heard of them. Well, I don't know why.
Okay. And do you think Morgan has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve a re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I don't know. I don't follow.
I understand. So I am going to read you some information from the public record and news reports from the candidates for state senate. For each time I read, please tell me if that information makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Morgan opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Would it be much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restriction on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
No, I disagree with that.
Morgan voted in favor of so-called Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to the city. That some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
You were cutting off. I'm sorry. I didn't understand you.
No problem. Let me read that back to you. Morgan voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
I disagree with that.
Okay. Adam is a successful entrepreneur, a job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
Okay. That's a positive.
Would that make you... Okay. According to News's county records, Adam Restaurant had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors roaches and tables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls. This 73% complete.